races. WVOX's listeners just don't let up. Man, they are relentless. 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement thinking about the government. A man in a trench coat, badge out, laid off. Says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it.
Everybody, welcome to the Steve and Moose Show. And I got a special treat here tonight, too. We got Denise Ward in the studio.
Hello.
Yes. This and that.
I'm here.
The best show on WVOX.
I have my stiletto.
Ah, the best.
Bar none.
The best.
It's the town hall of New Rochelle.
I have my stiletto right here on the side of my leg.
Hello, Steve-O.
Great to be here, Lou. Great idea tonight. We got Denise, and we are going to cover some ground. Let's do it.
I'm going to throw something out there. We get started. Listen, everybody, we're not going to take calls till after the first break. I have Denise in the studio. We got to get a little chance to talk here, what we want to put out there. Then you can reflect on what we're saying. Number one is that you look at the population in the school systems, and they say how much it's down in high school level or whatever. This doesn't make any sense to me. To me, it's a big red flag because where they built these buildings in downtown New Rochelle, this was industrial area. This was area that was stores. Nobody lived in those areas. Nope. So if they all these buildings, 20-story, but none of those kids are in a school system or whatever, I think these numbers are played with. I think it's a red flag. Denise, what do you say?
Well, I remember standing up at more than one city council meeting asking if we were going to be giving out birth control at the meetings to the people that were moving in. I don't understand how they expected young people, because that was the community they were attracted to, how they expected young people not to procreate. To which, by the way, Luis Aragon actually responded to me and said, the plan is for the older people on the North End to move out and leave. How about that? The plan is for the people on the North End to leave. By the way, they didn't mention anything about the older people on the West End or the East End or the South Side. They just wanted the North End to move out. Interesting, huh?
Of course. Well, that fits in. That's right. The recomposition of the city.
That's correct.
Lou, I just think let's get to the point. There's an election tomorrow, and there's a budget vote. I think we have to go right to it. Let's invite our audience, right? Here we are.
Huge diminution in population, over 1,000 students in the past few years. And nevertheless, they're still asking for a huge increase, 7% increase in the budget, plus a bond. What do they need a bond for? We haven't paid off the last bond yet.
Of course not.
So what are we doing? This inability to stop spending money. Meanwhile, last week, LoHUD ran an article. 7 districts in Westchester County cut or held their budgets the same. Our neighbor in Eastchester, they cut their budget. Eastchester and Tuckahoe.
It's called credit card madness.
Absolutely.
In the consumer field, Lou, Denise, when someone gets a credit card and goes haywire and spends it on Ford Mustangs instead of infrastructure or shoring up the roof, we say they're crazy. This, to me, is a government agency that's crazy. They are spending this on things that we don't know that we need. Maybe we do need, but we're not close to the infrastructure problems. We know what's happening. We're losing students. Let me ask you one more question. This should color our whole conversation. If you knew a $300-plus million corporation that had a price increase
and was failing in its production
and was losing 10% of its customer base, what would be the first thing we'd expect? Fire the manager, fire the board,
exactly,
and have an investigation.
Exactly.
Well, why is there not an investigation?
Well, you tell me. Look at what's hitting the front page of the papers every day since the Anheuser-Busch disaster. Every day there's a story in one of the business reporting journals about the chaos that Anheuser-Busch caused to itself. Diminutions anywhere from 17 to 27% in their sales.
Their stocks went down tremendously.
Yeah, and their sales.
Their stocks went down tremendously.
And their sales.
So are you predicting this ridiculous bond? The budget I haven't studied closely, but just the automatic increases are causes for concern. You think this will affect real estate sales? What are the brokers saying?
Can I ask a question to both of you guys?
I always vote no, so it doesn't matter to me.
Here's what I don't understand.
Understood.
We have all these apartment buildings that are built downtown. We have the Avalons, the Stella building, and whatever. Why isn't nobody from the school board contacting these people, saying that, would you like to donate $6 million into the Neuchâtel High School for the auditorium, to redo the auditorium, the sound system and everything, that they could have a plaque in their honor, they could grow with the city, and it's, let's say the truth here, it's a write-off for them. So it's even better for them. It's a write-off. It's another feather in their cap for the next city they come to, and it's a less of a burden onto the tax. Why isn't nobody doing that?
I think that might be an alternative source of revenue, but it does seem like pay to play. It could be abused, but let's face it, it should be investigated. It's like adopt the highway.
Yeah. Excuse me, there are parochial schools all over this county. My daughter went to private schools and parochial schools her entire life. All I know is that every 15 minutes I was getting a request to buy something. Exactly. So fundraise. Send those kids out to fundraise.
Right. Nothing wrong with
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Why not fundraising? Come on. It's enough. The taxpayers on a bottomless. They act like we are a bottomless pit, and it is absurd. There are seniors in this community that cannot continue to afford these ridiculous, endless increases. The amount of money that we spend in school taxes is unacceptable.
Denise, I say this all the time. I say it on your show when I call your show all the time. The biggest growth population in this country's history is the baby boomers. Uh-huh. All us baby boomers are senior citizens
I'm
now.
I'm not quite there yet.
Well, you're not a baby boomer.
It's not you. It's the kid.
But still, you look at the numbers here. It's ridiculous here. These taxes are astronomical.
They are horrifying.
They're astronomical here.
They are horrifying.
And what's happening to our children or the next generation? A lot of them are foregoing ownership. Now, I'm not saying ownership's the best thing in the world, but it's a natural progression.
They can't afford it.
Right.
They cannot afford it.
For sure.
Two-income households, both of them making, at the very minimum, decent salaries. They have no room to live. They are literally, they cannot have a crisis.
Isn't it amazing, Lou, you raised the new construction. Why isn't that housing appealing to our kids? And your kids, too. Obviously, it's too small. It's the wrong type of housing. We don't want apartment buildings. We want some ownership,
right.
Condos, maybe co-ops. Most of these are rentals. Kids want to invest. They're smart.
Okay. Who wants to move? Okay. The argument that was made at council during these meetings 7 years ago that you attended, I attended, you attended. Well, these are small, affordable apartments. Small? Really? One bedroom at $2,500. Explain to me how that's affordable. Explain to me how that's... Well, it's affordable compared to Midtown.
Right.
Of course it is. But that also adds a $200 plus train ticket into your budget every month.
Of course.
I don't even know how much train tickets...
Here's another thing about... When my kids were young, with the school board, they had one election, and it didn't pass. They voted three times, and then they sent a flyer home said that the band... That sports, everything is going to be canceled. They're going to cancel everything.
Good.
So when at that time I was at the Boys and Girls Club, and a couple of guys told me, Coach, you know, I'm going to lose my scholarship and all this over this. Mm-hmm. So everybody was worried, and then they passed it. Why is it you have three chances to vote on a school board election? You voted. You took the time to vote. Why have three chances to it?
Now it's two.
It's two now.
Oh. If one and two, if the first one, the second one fails, you automatically go to austerity. That's the way it works now.
That's better.
Yeah, it is
slightly better. Well, let's face it, it's an old Stalinist trick. When I was in college in the 60s, the radicals took over the administration up in Syracuse, and forget about it. Everybody got a passing grade. Not a bad idea for me. But I can tell you, they had votes on the quad, and if it didn't pass the first time, they ran it four or five times.
My introduction to New Rochelle politics was the library. I remember when the library, the approval of the separate tax for the library, and I remember going to meetings going, wait a minute, I don't understand. We're paying for it now, and then you want us to pay for it again. Oh, but you're telling us the same amount. Is it always going to be the same amount? Oh, yeah. It's always, well, we all know, the three of us sitting here, it was not. It kept going up, keeps going up. They, too, by the way, are asking for a 7% increase. They also are getting a no vote.
It's like a mini school board.
With the drag queens.
Absolutely. It's the same thing as the garbage fee, Denise. Look at the garbage fee. It's supposed to be a 5-year thing, the garbage fee.
It's
25 years ago.
It's permanent.
This is another way they put money into the general fund, how I see this. They tap it into whatever they need it for.
And they're doing it across the board. They assess fees, they assess charges. I remember even I remember going to, when I first moved here 23 years ago, yes. I could just get in my car and drive over to David's Island. Not now.
What are we doing? What are we doing about this? Where's the public? Where is the public?
I don't know.
Where is the public?
Where is the public? Where are the people who care? Is there an overall defeatist attitude? We just can't win. I think that's part of the problem.
I think that's part of it.
People just feel like we're exhausted. We're overwhelmed. The Democratic machine is incredibly strong.
That's true.
I was saying that before we went on the air, I was talking about one of the school board candidates is being managed by an entity called Run for Something. They are a Democratic stronghold to push forward young candidates under 35. You have to qualify to be, and they fund you.
Yes.
You have to be under 35, and they fund you, but you have to have all the right decisions.
Very progressive,
anti-abortion, the whole nine yards.
I heard this on ABC or one of the other radio stations this morning. There is Soros money in school board races.
Absolutely.
I can't say which. And Sharpton money, I know I fought it last year. They went against me.
Yep.
And this year, Hillary's in on the act.
Yes, she is.
Not sure exactly where.
AOC is putting money in there, too.
And if it's not illegal, fine, let it happen. But why don't the conservatives have such a campaign?
You don't have that kind of money.
All right, everybody, phone calls after the break. The phone number is 914-636-0110. Give us a call, and we'll put you on. We'll be right back with Denise and Steve.
Now, if you see St. Annie, please tell her thanks a lot.
VOX. Start your mornings with radio's favorite morning team, Dennis and Tawny, and Good Morning Westchester. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
All the ragmen draw circles up and down.
We're back, everybody, with Steve Mayo and Denise Ward. And the phone number is 914-636-0110. I'm told that Joanne is the first caller, so we'll put Joanne on. Hello, Joanne.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my goodness. I'm honored to be the first. Oh, my goodness. My two favorite shows are combined tonight. I love it. Oh, my goodness. Am I lucky?
What concerns you?
Okay, let's see. Well, let's see. So I'll try to narrow it down real quick here. What you guys are just talking about, it's very upsetting, very disturbing. I spoke to a few people in the Hispanic communities, and I was on Main Street in Rochelle the other day. Well, in my hair salon, first of all, they have the one that washes the hair and another one there and whatever. And their answers and their attitudes are, although they have kids in the system, they're just satisfied with, I guess, with anything is what I want to say. And that's horrible. That's horrible. And that's not to say that they expect or that they're not, their children are not smart or anything. But, you know, they don't go. And I said, but you have to vote. You know, you have to vote. Especially now. We need this. You know, they don't get it. So I don't know how to get out there to them. And
well, if you
them.
Ask me, just in my opinion is I've been at a few school board meetings and council meetings, and it seems to be the same group. Vincent Company, mm-hmm. a couple of North End, South End people, but the last several meetings, I've told everybody, there's a significant African-American presence.
Yes.
Their community here is, I promise you, older than my community. My community is my family. We're Queens Bronx people. The African-Americans have been here for near forever among
since,
the founders.
Since the Civil War.
And they're fearing, Lou, Denise, that they're losing ground. They're losing their stake. I can't argue with that.
I think they lost out with the Lincoln School District. That's my opinion.
I think so, too.
I think they definitely lost out on that. That should be ripe and more than anybody.
And I think if anybody and if anybody took a look at the lines of three, they would find it, they'd be hard-pressed to make that still a minority district.
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. It's
yeah,
changed.
Yeah, for sure.
Perfect.
Oh,
but
my
yet
God,
that's what it's supposed to be.
Joanne, so let me ask you, what are the parents saying? Who are you talking to? Are they excited? Downturn mounts or what?
Oh, no. And then I saw a woman walking with a couple of little kids. And I'm very bold, as you know. I'm out there with like what I want to say and ask. And I ask if you're coming to, I was out there for about 15 minutes talking to outsiders and insiders. Black, too. One black little family. And it's like, They have no idea. And they're not really interested. Well, how do you think you're going to keep coming and flooding the schools and they're going to get educated properly? Because they're not. One woman said to me that they don't get, they refuse to talk about a lot of things in the school. And you're satisfied with this? I mean, and they don't go to meetings. One said, oh, I'm too tired. I have to go home at the end of the day. You know, really? Oh, my goodness. Listen, something more important to me. I wrote something on my page about it. I just don't know that we'll get out there too much, you know, about Vince, voting for Vince. I think we need help. But this is so upsetting today when I heard I got a message from two people, almost simultaneously. One was a second after the other one. One fellow I know from Larchmont and someone from who's involved with Yonkers. And they said, and they work there, and they said that they started moving them in. They're going to start like tomorrow or something, but instead of 1,000, they're bringing in of the migrants, you know, migrants. And like Monty Delaney says, he said, we have to call it what it is. They're called illegal aliens,
yeah.
Okay? But
yes.
We're not supposed to say that, yes. But that is what it is, okay? And they're putting them in, wait a minute, not 1,000, guys. 3,000 are coming. And they're in a couple of different hotels now in the city, in Yonkers. Yeah. That's number one. Number two, in Newburgh, they're doing the same thing.
Wow.
But here's a disturbing point is, it's all disturbing on every level. Main level to me is, they have to ask the veterans to get out.
Yeah.
Today they had to leave.
That's
they gave
disgusting.
Them 1 or 2 days' notice.
That's disgusting.
What are they going to go back in their cars or on the streets or what?
It's disgusting.
Are you kidding me? They've fought for the freedoms that we could possibly have and do have.
It's disgusting.
And I'm so upset about that.
At some point, these choices become beyond the school board or the library board. These are citywide matters.
Oh, yeah.
The council has to be confronted. Where does the council stand? Even though their budget's half of the school board's, they still are a meaningful body. Why aren't they involved in this?
Well, look at Adams. I'm proud we're a sanctuary city. Mm. Meanwhile, he can't handle it no more, so shoving it to Orange County, shoving it to Rockland County. It doesn't make any sense, you know? They're trying to play Mr. Nice Guy. Now he can't handle it no more. That's the truth there.
Poor baby got upset, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, Joanne. I want to try to get Lorraine on.
Thank you, Joanne.
I want you guys to give us some answers. Go look, please.
All right,
bye.
Thanks.
I'll start
thanks.
Have fun.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank
you so much, Joanne. Lorraine, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi,
good
Lorraine.
Evening. Hi.
Hi,
hi, Denise. Hi. They're opening up the Roosevelt Hotel near Grand Central Station and putting the immigrants there.
You know they've been there all winter, right?
No, I didn't know
Yes,
that.
They have.
Wow.
But what you're going to see is them hanging out in Grand Central Station.
Yes, they will.
And then in the summer now, you're going to have women on the streets with babies sitting on the floor with a sign to give them money.
Yes.
Or walking through the train cars in the subways. So this is a mess, a complete mess. And what I'm concerned about is how many of these young children are coming to Neurochelle. Who's taking care of them? Is it like social services?
Has anybody mentioned a registration drive?
It's crazy. We'll never know.
It's funny. I found my notes from when I with Lucia did an audit of one district, of one section of the city, one zip code, and how many illegal host families we found.
Yes, yes.
That's one section, how many we found. And the number of families, the children that were removed. We found pages and pages of application after application, Steve, with the exact same handwriting.
And the thing is, the administration will never tell us.
No,
this.
Of course not.
Never.
That's a non-issue.
Which one are we talking about? The state?
School.
The county?
The school? No, our school administration. No,
right.
The school administration.
Forgive me for my lung-headedness.
No, that's okay.
Yeah.
But the thing that bothers me the most, that in that proposition, which I am voting no for, the budget no, across the board, they had the nerve, and this should have been taken care of with COVID money, to put kids in Isaac Young without proper ventilation.
Mm-hmm.
If they were allowed to go in there without proper ventilation, they should have been in there from the get-go, not close the school.
Mm-hmm.
And now they are sitting in classrooms with windows open.
Of course.
What I don't understand,
threatening disaster in case of a storm, of course.
The schools were closed for about 2 years, a year and a half. Why was this work done then? The kids weren't as... Why wasn't this all this work done then?
Why wasn't it notified?
They were cleaning the floors.
Why
you could find the floors. They were spotless, the floors. Nice and shiny.
They were negligent because we hired someone taking care of our facilities that's supposed to be a genius because he came from the state and he could finagle every way to get us things done and get money back from the state. Now, this is ridiculous. And there was flooding in that school, and you're telling me flooding and then you don't put in proper ventilation? So they put it in this proposition? This should have been out of that proposition and put into general work done for these.
And by the way, we got a ton of money from the state, more than ever before.
Every year, our supposed political delegation, Assembly and Senate, supposedly, and I'm not saying it's a good enterprise, go to Albany and ask for special funding, right? Like other poor cities, right? Like forgive me, Yonkers. I have nothing against Yonkers.
But Yonkers, this is one of them.
But New Rochelle used to be a prosperous suburban city.
No, we are in the same level as Yonkers and Mount Vernon. We are right there.
Right, always with hat in hand.
Yeah, but the thing is, I have to give kudos to Mount Vernon because they stepped up and let our swim team use their pool where Iona denied us the use of their pool.
Yes, you've mentioned that.
If I were Iona, I'd deny us too.
That's wonderful.
That is terrible.
I think they should. Because we don't maintain our own. I don't disagree at all. I'm sorry. You have people there that their children are paying $40,000 and $50,000 a year to go to college, and we have children from our district who don't know how to behave. I'm sorry.
I know that they've gotten so many tax breaks, Denise. They could have allowed us to use the pool.
You're talking about Iona, around.
Yes.
Well, let me
tell
you something else to look up to Mount Vernon for. I'm not saying it's always right, but they more than once have voted down school budgets, haven't they? They show more independence in our unfortunate, sometimes poorer, I don't wish it on anybody, little brother or little sister Mount Vernon. They have more sense than our general population.
Our population is
taxes are high in Mount Vernon. People think just because it's a rundown
area.
They're very high in Mount Vernon taxes. So everybody sees like a bad neighborhood right away. They think the taxes are low.
No, they're not at all.
If it passes, it is sinful.
Let me ask you this, Lorraine. Where's our able state delegation in the Assembly and the Senate? Can you say Amy? Can you say the other one? Can you see the one with the woman with the scarves?
We're supposed to go to federal, I heard, coming home today. We're supposed to go to federal for money.
I like it.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck.
Look, it's the centralization of our country. Let's face it, Lorraine.
Thank you, Lorraine.
The centralization of our nation.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll be right
back after the top of the hour, and I'm told Mundo's on the phone, so we'll take Mundo the first caller.
She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car.